Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm going to have an open mind and be fair as I evaluate the policies advocated by President Biden and our new Congress. It's too soon to know where we're going on trade. We're a lot of disputes and not many easy solutions. We have a long list of differences with China, but also with the European Union, UK, Japan, even Canada. We'll just have to wait and see where we go. On two other issues, I think that the new leadership is wrong. President Biden's executive order to stop oil and gas drilling on federal land is not going to put an end to global warming. There's a bipartisan coalition coming together to oppose any permanent leasing ban. Two Democrat senators from New Mexico say it would cripple their state's economy, end of quote. They say it would cost thousands of jobs. I've always argued that if the government has resources that the public needs and is willing to pay for it, they should not shut it down. President Biden shut down another very important business project, the Keystone Pipeline. It's 90% completed already, ready to go to work to deliver from Canada to the United States fuel that we need. But without the pipeline, we have to transport by truck and rail. If you want to be something that will be good for the climate, finish the pipeline. On the issue of climate change, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack had this to say, I quote, USDA is committed to addressing climate change through actions that are farmer, rancher, and forest landowner focused, and that create new market opportunities for our sector in a fair and equitable way, end of quote. Well, the word is that agriculture is responsible for 10% of the greenhouse gas emissions in the air. We can sequester and store carbon in our soils. There's a lot of talk about the role that agriculture could play. How do we do it? In truth, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Will we have a carbon bank? Will farmers be compensated? It'll be interesting to see where we go from here. And the last subject. It may be the most urgent, too. Since President Biden took office, the migrant numbers surging across our southern border has exploded. With the open border talk, thousands see this as their chance to escape poverty in their country. This crisis is only going to get worse before it gets better. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.